It used to be that only governments could make and use massively deadly weapons. And it used to be that only gun manufacturers could create firearms, and they're highly regulated. But the whole world has changed, and now it's possible to make guns at home out of a printer. Most people are not going to do that because the printers are very expensive, and what the heck, you can go buy a gun much cheaper. But the concern is about the use of these weapons that are undetectable by terrorism. Yesterday, gun control advocates got an unexpected win, and plans that were supposed to be available online today are not. To talk about the decision and the bigger questions and problems on something like this, attorney Warren Norred, who specializes in constitutional law. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us, because there are so many questions here about whether it's constitutional for the government, the federal judiciary, to block such a thing. So let's start there. What do you think?
Well, we have this federal rule called the International Traffic and Arms Regulations, called ITAR, that controls a lot of this kind of information. And so to pull information off of that list of controlled information, you have to go through a process. And what happened yesterday was the federal judge said, you didn't follow that process properly, so we're going to make you go back and validate that this is done right. And so we just had a temporary restraining order. The world wasn't all decided yesterday. They're going to have a preliminary injunction hearing on August 10th, where all this will be worked out more. But the judge yesterday really kind of acted, and he says this in his opinion, that it looks as though you didn't follow the procedure. So Congress has to get 30 days notice. Secretary of Defense has to get notice. And so they have to really talk about these things first.
Can Congress do anything to stop the blueprints for 3D printable guns from being disseminated publicly?
Probably not. They can try to. They can pass a law, but this is kind of the standard problem that doddering old fools in Congress are sitting here. It's like people trying to say, well, my grandfather does not use Snapchat, but he's going to make rules about information that passes very easily. And so it's out. 100,000 people downloaded this information. The restraining order only impacts the original website and whatever else it can go out and grab. But the information is out there. It's going to continue to be out there. This is fairly cheap stuff to make. The guns that are made only shoot one or two times. Bullets are still made of metal. So although it's out there, it's not going to be something that's used a lot. And if you're a bad guy who really wants to use this for assassination, you already have this information. It's not hard to get. This is like us trying to control the recipe for bomb making with fertilizer. It's going to be very easy to do. It's not going to be very effective, but it's going to be out there, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
So what's the solution?
There's no real easy solution. Sometimes when people ask me a question on political questions, I have the answer. There's no real easy answer. But what I'd say is it's overblown. Like normal things that we talk about with the government, it's not that dangerous because these guns are not that good. They're still plastic, right? And so you get one or two shots, they're not accurate. They're not going to be they're just not very useful. If you're a bad guy, you're more likely to spend a few $100 and go actually get a gun that works. And if you're trying to take it someplace where guns aren't supposed to be allowed, well, you're still going to have to get your bullets through the metal detector. Bullets are still made of metal. So you're not going to be able to do this. This is one of those things where we kind of wish this wasn't around, but guess what? It is. Just like you can go make a fertilizer bomb that was used to destroy the Oklahoma City building, a decade plus ago. We wish that you could not make a bomb that easy, but you can. You really can. Sometimes there's not an easy answer to a problem.
Exactly.
But the problem, I don't think we're going to solve it by Congress trying to say, oh, you can't download that. This is not hard information to get, and the printers that are going to do this are going to continue to get better. One person told me that they could do it with a printer that's cost less than $500. But are you going to if you're going to do that and be successful at it, it's probably not. It's just not going to be as big of a deal as we think. Yeah. Of course, some of these people will say, well, the blood will be on your head if you let it go. Well, that's unfair. You can always say we can be more security conscious and try to do more and then blame everybody when it doesn't go right. Because, as I just said, this thing's been downloaded 100,000 times.
Right.
The information's out there.
Right. Blaming anybody is a pointless exercise and not a nice thing to do. As you said, 100,000 people have already downloaded this. Anytime there is any technology that's available, anytime anybody knows how to do something, it will be done. Nations that want nuclear weapons are going to learn and make nuclear weapons, right?
Well, right, and a bright kid in a shop, in a high school shop class, can make a one-shot pistol, a gun right now. So it's always been true that if you are a dedicated individual, you can go make a gun. You can go make a gun. It's just not that hard. We can make guns. Yeah, so you're going to have to close up all mechanic shops if you want to try to stop anybody from making an illegal gun. But there are federal rules on this, and it's a big deal when you do it. And so you're really going to go after it. But anybody can do it. It's not as though these are the only people that can make these plans. So we're going to get better and easier at this. This is not going to be something that gets easier to control over time, because just like, you had teenage kids that have been hacking the federal government for 30 years, it's still doable.
Right.
So, you're not going to control this. The plans are not. It's not like they're one-off plans. They're super secret. No, you just go through the effort. You design it. You'll get a lower receiver for an AR-15. You look at it. You measure it. You can create it again. These are not the plans that help a person who doesn't know how to do anything build a nuclear bomb. That's hard, right? Even if you have the plans to build a nuclear bomb, you can't build a nuclear bomb. You don't have the tools for it. But this is not like this. These are not hard to do. And so anybody that has any mechanical acumen and the desire to do it is going to be able to do this.
Well, plus,
can easily be reproduced.
Plus, you can turn almost anything into a deadly weapon.
Well, you can.
A stick.
But there's a valid concern, right? This means everybody has guns. Well, welcome to Texas. We already have guns. So, and my guns don't blow up after the second or third shot. So,
there is that
we'll
consideration.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Warren. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Good level-headed consideration there from attorney Warren Norred, a specialist in constitutional law.